This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, beyond nourishing us, food can serve as a great path to follow to understand the development changes that are needed for a sustainable future. That's according to the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's Assistant Director General for Culture, Ernesto Otun, speaking from the UNESCO World Forum in Parma, Italy, who says it's possible for the world to practice sustainable food production and consumption while respecting traditional practices. Mr. Otun told UN News' Natalie Hutchison what participants hope to gain at the forum's conclusion.
What is great when you speak about food is that everybody is agree that one of the moments, the most big challenging moment of the day is when you are around the table around food. It's the way that you communicate, it's the way that you express yourself, it's the way that you are sharing your thoughts about how is the society, the way that the changes that you want to introduce. Food is, and its preparation, it's important to understand that it's not only the product that we are talking about, is also an important expression of human creativity. Mm-hmm. That's why one of the programs that we built for more than 15 years ago was Creative City, and one of the items that was introduced was gastronomy, Creative City of Gastronomy. It's about cities that are very concentrated to make the city synonym of engagement with food as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's to understand the agriculture, the tourism, the way of they put the gastronomy as a way of living intangible cultural heritage. At the same time, it's a moment also to speak about the 2 billion people that do not have regular access to safe and nutritious food. We are talking about 1/3 of all food produced globally that is wasted. Mm-hmm. So if we can see, that's huge. And that's why we want to have this dialogue to exchange experiences and good practices to see how we can be more efficient in what we are talking when we are talking about food and culture.
And I want to dive into the Creative Cities Network a little bit. This is kind of fascinating. Essentially, cities are using gastronomy as a way of promoting the SDGs or achieving the SDGs. Is that correct? And if so, what might this look like on the ground? Maybe you can give us an example of one of the cities and what they're doing.
Yes. Right now, we have more than 180 cities of creativity, mm-hmm. of which 26 is Creative City of Gastronomy. We have in all continents, yes, and that's very important. We are in China, Sweden, I don't know, Panama, Japan, Brazil, and Italy, sure. Mm-hmm. And this city, what they are trying to do is finding innovative ways of capitalizing, for one side, the traditions, and also the contemporary creativity in the area of food. What they are trying to achieve is to understand that food is not what is served in a plate. That's the end of the process. It's how a whole city understands that food is around the economic growth, but also it's part of the identity of the community, is the way that they redefine what is their heritage and they transform it in some contemporary way of life. It's not accidental that we do it in Parma, in Italy. When you think about Parma, it's one of the places in Italy where there is the most big industries around pasta, for one example, Barilla is there. But at the same time, is where a lot of local products are coming from. And what they have been achieving for more than 10 centuries is to preserve the way to make food mm-hmm. the same way that they did it for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's incredible when you think that you could do these things a more industrial mm-hmm. way, and they continue to do it artisanally because they want to be ensuring that the product is the same that was created for more than hundreds and hundreds of years. And that's great because if you think only in the economical point of view, you will not achieve any SDGs. And what we're trying to show is how you can build development without losing the traditional way of doing things.
Wonderful. So are you optimistic about the ability to balance, say, sustainable food processes and consumption while respecting cultural identity?
We as UNESCO, as the United Nations, we think that it's the only way. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. We see with the good practices where these things are put in place, we see what it means to the communities, what it means to the social cohesion, to the transformation, and we see that sustainable development is part of this path. The other way, we know the results, we are looking the results, we are going against a wall, and I think that for new generation, at the end, will be how we manage to give new generation a way of living that is contemporary, that's modern, we're not talking about this, but where we respect our traditional way of producing food and to be ensuring that what we have to build around this is a dialogue between cultures, ways of respecting the environment and to bring to our table the best food that we can and the best quality without wasting a lot of what we are doing right now. And perhaps we will be a better society in the future and a more good example for our children. What is important is by culture is the best diplomacy that we know, and we think that food can be one of the great paths to follow for sustainable development.
Great. Is there a particular place, whether that's food process or consumption, where we are failing the most? And where can we improve the most in terms of food and culture in relation to sustainable development?
I think that there is room everywhere. In each case, you have examples how to do things better. Mm-hmm. And that's the improvement that we have to do. And the only way to do it is to share. At the end of this forum, what we want in the next month is how we're going to build a map of what has been discussed and to showcase all the good practices that we have in the last years to share with the member states and to find ways how we can all these experts, community participants, to go and make capacity building also in some regions that want, that need, that are asking us how to manage some of this issue. And sometimes one example can help our whole society to change.
Wonderful. That was going to be my final question, is what's the biggest takeaway from this? And maybe you could expand a little bit beyond next month. What does UNESCO hope to gain at the end of this?
What we wanted also to do is we have on November, 19 November, here in Paris, the Forum of Minister of Culture. After 21 years, the last one was in Stockholm. And one of the issues is that we want to share also everything that happened in the last, not 21 years because it's too much, but in the last years, about some of the forum or some of the issues that are part of the SDGs but has no goal associated. We have some part of the goal. To see if we are able also to propose for next years some transversal items in culture that we all member states we are able to share as a breakpoint in the actual situation about our development. One of the results that we hope that will come of this forum to can present some documents that can help also to understand that it's a global issue and not a particular issue for North countries or South countries.